It is time for Coffee Talk, and we have a familiar voice on the line with me. Is Becky Norlin, formerly of the Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Michelle.
Wow, this is like old times.
It most certainly is.
Oh, yeah. It's so fabulous. Well, I asked you to come on today because, as I said, it is our spring fun drive, and I thought it'd be a great time to reflect of how far we've come, what kind of programming, and the variety of programming that we do here on KTWH. And you started with us from the beginning, doing library news.
I don't remember if we were weekly right at the beginning or if it took a little while for it to settle into that routine that I called every Thursday.
Right. Yep. I believe, I don't remember either. And now we're just doing it bi-monthly because there's just so much going on.
That seems to be working out really well. It's, you know, I really enjoy hearing you and Madeline talk when she comes on with all things library.
Yeah. It is so much fun. And so to get a little peek into how you got into this and that we would call during Coffee Talk.
I think I was an added segment that you would have a different Coffee Talk guest plus me.
Oh, you know what? That is exactly right. You would call after Coffee Talk as its mm-hmm. own segment. Look mm-hmm. at you having the memory. Yes. Yes. And I wouldn't expect any less from Becky. You are a fact checker and you know your stuff.
Oh, but the old memory is on its way out. But every once in a while, you get little bits.
Yep, that's exactly it. It was its own segment. And so let listeners know how you prepped for this, and in the short amount of time that we have on the air, how did you prioritize and pick what you were going to share on the air?
It varied from week to week, whether I was emphasizing new materials, new books, or upcoming programs. There was usually so many upcoming programs, and I wanted to mention them all. And I remember that being a problem, that, you know, that if there was something I wanted to talk about in a little more detail, then I had to kind of rush through, just, you know, and we've got this other author coming. So I would gather up the posters, the flyers for the upcoming events, and you know, be looking at those as I was talking about each event coming up. That was one of the ways I would prep. And then if I was going to be mentioning some new books or new materials, I would print off something about those so I had them in front of me.
Right. Yep. You always just had so much in-depth information, and that this has been a consistent partnership since basically day one. I just think it's so amazing. What do you feel is important about having a community radio station right here in Two Harbors? What do you see the benefits, if any?
It's a wonderful way for people to have more community involvement. The ways that the radio station pulls in, you know, guests who talk about many different aspects of things that are important to us locally, and then having the recurring segments, the headlines from the paper, the library news, it really having the memorials, all of those beautiful community involvement things are just a lovely way for the radio station to be a part of the community and to support the whole community. I think it's very important.
Oh, that's so cool. And you are still supporting, even though you have since retired and not directly involved with the Two Harbors Public Library, you are doing really wonderful things for KTWH behind the scenes. I see you volunteering at events and, you know, helping out. So what other things do you do to support KTWH now?
Well, I don't know if it's okay to mention, but that I discovered a cheater way of being a monthly donor. Since I have my account at the credit union, they said, sure, you can just transfer some to the KTWH account every month, so I don't even have to go through the online thing.
Wow, that is a nice little tip there. Way to be innovative, Becky. I, again, would not expect anything less from that's that is yeah. amazing. That's a, yeah. well, and that's not behind the scenes, Becky. That's fabulous that you are a yeah. regular sustaining member and that you, yeah. you know, not only give of your time and your talents, that you are seeing the significance. So you are truly putting your money where your mouth is and right. your energy yeah. is. And, oh, that is yeah. so appreciated. Thank you, thank yeah. you, thank you. So,
well, you're welcome. But I also, you know, I also, like you say, I'll volunteer for special events. I'm not one of the regular volunteers. There's so many wonderful regular volunteers who put in a lot of time. But I just give a little bit here and there. And I find one way that I can be a supportive listener is by once in a while sending a little feedback or, you know, they've had a couple of occasions of calling the station and saying, did you know you have that error?
Okay.
But, you know, just, you know, being a supportive listener is another way of helping.
That is so awesome. Thank you for bringing that up. Feedback is beautiful. Do you know that one of my opening songs this morning, I got a message from someone saying, we're starting our day slow dancing in the living room. Thank you, Michelle.
That's so cool.
Isn't that fabulous? Yeah, so listeners, that feedback really, and you don't need to be on the air. It can be a phone call to the station. It can be an email. It doesn't need to be, you know, right this second, you know, jot something down and just let us know, because we really do take that input into heart. So thank you for bringing that up. That's wonderful. I know this is going to be a tough question for you, but if you could narrow down like your top 1 to 3 programs on KTWH?
Well, community event announcements, for sure.
Okay.
Of the imported programs, I'm very fond of Baroque and Beyond. Mm-hmm. So we'll get that right after this program on Thursday. Let's see, what else? In the music programs, it's really interesting how, I mean, there really is everything from A to Z in the music department, and I appreciate being able to tune in and get a little something different, you know, something I might not necessarily, know a lot about. I was not a big music person growing up, and so Even things that are of my era, it's like, oh yeah, that's familiar. And I don't know the music like some people do. I really like George Hyland's both the Hootenanny and the 60s roots. I really enjoy that a lot.
Nice. Yes. Yep. And that's on Mondays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. And then of course the Beat Farm both the vintage ones and then Leslie and Carl's new ones. Those are a lot of fun.
Yes. Totally yeah. agree.
And Monday mornings when Kim plays lots of local music, mm-hmm. I really enjoy that a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, I like each of the Monday morning DJs that you all do different things and have just a little different flavor. Besides, you know, having something interesting and the community events, they're all really interesting in their own way. And so I really like all five of you. And then, of course, when Bob comes on or occasionally George will come on to do the fill-in when somebody's away, all of you just have great things. Bob's Bits of Science, those are just wonderful.
Thank you, Becky. You've gone through the gamut of it. Yes. Spoken like a true KTWH listener and supporter. Love, love, love it. And we have our full list of programs on our website and hard copy here at the studio. So if any of those have intrigued you that Becky has listed that you weren't aware of, you can get the who, what, when, where on our program. schedule. So, all right, you are all about the radio today.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you, KTWH, for being such supporters of Two Harbors Public Library and continuing the partnership. So
it's
wonderful.
It's evolved throughout the time, even during COVID. I was going to point out that the librarians and the staff over there would email me the staff picks of what they're reading and what their top picks were for the month. And so we were still engaging, and I was still able to share information all about books and libraries during COVID. So we couldn't get knocked down, man. We we kept
that
it going.
Great.
So I'm looking forward to hearing Madeline next week, and I imagine the summer reading program is going to be kicking off here pretty soon, so lots to talk about. So I really appreciate you calling in, Becky. It was so fun being on the air with you again. Thank you.
Well, and thank you.
All righty. Thanks, Becky. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All righty.
Bye now.
Yep. Becky Norlane, for those listeners who have been tuning in throughout the years, wasn't that refreshing and awesome to hear that familiar voice? Way to go, Becky. And she gave some really good fundraising tips and our supporter tips and how she supports KTWH. And we really, really appreciate her.